Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here on WWCR around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. We're glad to have you in here, and we got a great message for you tonight. And tonight's message, the corporate raiders of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a massive heist, maybe perhaps the largest in history. I know it outdone the 1929 crash of the market, and it outdone the Russian Revolution, and it certainly outdone the events in Mexico back in 95, where the banking systems walked a way out of Mexico. You wonder why people down there are so poor? It's because the sharks, the corporate raiding sharks of the wealth of the nations, is loose upon the people. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. They are actually the controllers, the financial controllers of the international banking system. If you look at Wall Street, and we're going to concentrate on Wall Street because today your political representatives, through a week and a half or 2 weeks or maybe a month almost of a continuous media bombardment that we are in dire straits and our political situation and things of this nature, is trying to right the great robbery, if you will, of the wealth of this nation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been carried out the front door in three-piece business suits, and the wealth of this nation has been hidden in the pockets, the front pockets of the executives, the ones that have run these businesses. And if you think that this is not organized chaos, if you don't believe that this has been all planned for too long, then you really don't know what's going on in your nation, and most people don't. Let's just simplify it for you, just to try to bring it down to layman's terms and give you an understanding of our political dilemma. As the richest nation in the world, actually the body, the wealth, the foundation of this nation has been undermined by corporate raiders. It all boils down to who owns the cookie jar. He who owns the cookie jar determines the price of a cookie. They determine how many are eaten. And they determine which ones are sold or which ones are thrown away. Or which ones are stolen. And that's the bottom line right there. The ones that are stolen. When you see the great losses that they're telling us has happened on Wall Street and in the financial situation of America, they're not embarrassed, folks, when they come out with their hands out asking the taxpayers to pay their bill. The inept positions of these corporate executives, which have been trained very good. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all planned to bring about a, well, 20 years of prosperity. When the bulls are out and the market is up, then when the market goes down, that's when the bears come marching in. And in this case, the institutions, the financial institutions that have failed to the ground, literally, corrupt and bankrupt by these corporate bandits, if we could call them that, have taken away trillions of dollars. We're not talking about a few hundred billion, which is what Congress is giving you the whitewash job up there today. They're trying to hammer out between the Republicans and the Democrats a plan to save America. And we're literally going to churches and praying for our nation to bail ourselves out. We impose these humongous debts upon the backs of our future children. We're already in debt, and we'll never pay out. And the rest of this debt is going to the future children of America. Your birth certificates, they're already sold and mortgaged. Your homes are mortgaged. The national parks are mortgaged. It's been going on, ladies and gentlemen, especially since the 1970s. On an unprecedented scale of yo-yoing the financial situation of America. You see, ladies and gentlemen, when the workers are out of work and the boss tells you he's got nothing for you to do and there's nothing in the cookie jar for you, you can't come in and sit down and literally beg for a mortgage to increase your debt. That's what they want you to do. And we've gotten in such a habit that the primary sellers is the government investment funds pooled through the bank insurance enterprise and brokerage accounts that manage the funds domestically and internationally. Many offshore accounts, such as CalPERS International, they invest outside of the dollar. And a lot of people are still in that market, and in China and Russia and in Mexico and India and Thailand and the like. But the primary buyers that cause the big jumps is the government investment funds. Remember that. The ones that are not part of the swings are the minnows that swim in the ocean who are good for snack food for the sharks, which is those who issue the government funds. So the minnows are not the ones that do escape the sharks immediately, and they begin to grow and they begin to prosper. You see, they have a period of a market, which is the bull market, which, man, I mean, they're raging and they are taking profits. And people, the little minnows, they're actually like bait on a hook. And they're taking the bait. They run and they take their life savings, their 401ks. They take their bank deposits and they trust the banks. You know, only people that don't have any sense trust other people with their money. And yet we've been convinced by crooks that we can trust them with our assets and our treasure. Now, if you really know that those sharks are waiting for you in the water, these are the big boys. These are the ones that swim in the big financial plans. They've already planned. They've already positioned themselves. All of the government that we have today is a corporation, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to say that. But we don't have a government of the people. We have a government of corporation. And this corporation is under the plan and strategy that has been mapped out, and everything that you see happening today is orchestrated long before it ever happens. In other words, the New World Order that has been prophesied, and people talk about it every day, and yet today we are at a loss how to figure ourselves out of this dilemma. How did we ever get in it? Well, did you have anything to do with it? Yeah, but I'm sorry that those big boys on Wall Street lost all that money. They didn't lose no money for themselves. They lost your money. Oh, really? Ladies and gentlemen, the snack food that these money sharks did, they took the treasury or the savings out of the cookie jar. And they put the cookies in their pocket, and they walked through the front door and smiled and said, "Now, the taxpayer needs to pay for our mistakes." Ladies and gentlemen, they haven't made any mistakes. You think this money is gone? And where'd it go to? If these billions and trillions of dollars has been lost, if I drop $10 on the sidewalk, I'm the weeper. And those that find it are the keepers. In this case, these are the ones that keep the funds that went into the cookie jar. You brought them to the depositories. You invested in the depositories. And they walk through the bank with your money and your assets, and they walked out on the street and said, "Well, I'm sorry, our institution is failing, and we need some money to prop this up, to keep it going." And they laugh all the way to the bank with your assets in their hind pocket. Now, who is involved, if you will? How far does this go? If you say, "Well, Pastor Buddy, if this is a corporation, then we ought to be able to look at the books of the corporation." Oh, really? You mean that the Federal Reserve pays taxes? I don't think so. Well, of course not, Pastor Buddy. They're part of the government. And government don't pay taxes, they collect taxes. Oh, really? That's where that the minnows who are being fed to the sharks, as they draw you in through these commodities and hedge funds and money markets and 401ks and things of this nature, and you are being eaten alive every day, sooner or later. You may make a little bit, and some people do, but that's by design. Everything that they have done to manage your funds, now they tell us that your funds, my funds, have been lost. Not their funds. We say, "Well, my heavens, Bears and Stearns, they have lost so much money, and we need the government to bail them out." Lehman Brothers, they've been in business for 185 years. They need somebody to bail them out. AIG, oh, they have lost so much money. Ladies and gentlemen, are you sure they've lost it? Or have they withdrawn it in the apparatus of hiding, filtering it or laundering it through their system? It's no different than a drug cartel. And the only people that's asleep at the wheel is the people that have been fed these lies that it's the companies that lost the money. It's not the companies that lost the money. It's you. And now to double take, this is double dipping. They're coming back with a political solution to the problem to pump billions of dollars back into these companies to shore them up and make sure that we keep prospering and that we keep Wall Street above board and that the factories keep employing people. Because otherwise, if the taxpayer lets this fall, we'll not have no jobs and we'll be bankrupt. Ladies and gentlemen, man, where are we at? Where have you been? We've been bankrupt since 1933. It's the corporation bungling and the international investor that do not pay any taxes, have never paid any taxes, are not in account for the literally trillions of dollars that they have corporately raided legally, as far as the contract goes, illegally as far as the Constitution goes, but as far as the corporation and contract goes, the corporation is in charge. So the ones that are part of the swings are the menas, who are good for snack food for the sharks and the government funds. The big boys plan this strategy in advance using the media, I know how good they are, to bait the trap and to school the menas at one corner of the pond, and then they feast with the derivatives. And you make just as much money when prices collapse as you do when they shoot up. Now, let me give that to you again. Remember, they make just as much money when the collapse of the system goes down as they do when everything shoots up and times are good. Matter of fact, they make more money. It's a proven fact, ladies and gentlemen, that we are under the trade leveraged corporate rating deception of all times, and it's known in the Bible as Babylon. How much longer will it go on? Well, if you have, say, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 zeros at the end of your account balance, let's say, as government funds do, all of them, and you're going to drive the market down, you sell derivatives, which are future paper financial contract commitments. You sell them first, and then when your target is hit, you close out your trade and buy back, thus locking in the equity, which is the cash. This is what they're after, which they convert speedily to precious metals and goods and materials, because they can always print more cash. It's not cash they're wanting, ladies and gentlemen. They trade cash immediately when it comes into their coffers and their accounts. That's why you cannot have any cash withdrawn from these bankrupt systems on Wall Street. They don't have any. But if you went down in the basement of the large corporation banks and asked to see the gold deposits and the silver deposits and the palladium deposits, you'd be shocked at the mountains of metals and precious things that they have in their vaults, at their control, and they have legally stolen the capital assets through the derivatives and the issuing of hedge funds and money market playing these schemes. And ladies and gentlemen, the greatest heist in history just happened this week. And not one solitary negative politician said, outside of Ron Paul, and maybe a couple of more, very few. Ron Paul, maybe, he knows what's going on, but he can't say much. But ladies and gentlemen, we have taken the largest loss of property. Don't look at it. Well, Wall Street is, you know, they're going to crash. We got to do something. Help, the ship's on fire. And we need water. Well, it's water that's holding up the ship. That's the people. That's the taxpayers. So what do? They call for more taxes on the shoulders and the burdens of the people. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have a vault full of profits. They do. You don't have all the silver and gold. They do. You didn't make all the bad deals. They did. So, up or down, they rake in the cash as all of the surviving minnows lick their wounds on the curbside. You're kicked to the curb. The government boys justify their actions by telling themselves, look at what a stronghold we have over the economy as we take those loose dollars out of irresponsible hands from within our population, the snipping inflation, and we profit and keep our economy strong by our investment ownership and control. It is a joke. It is a coordinated heist, and one of the largest heists. This history will prove when America wakes up to what's going on, if they ever do. And I pray that Babylon falls. It's got to fall. But ladies and gentlemen, it is not falling because Yahweh's brought it down. It's fallen simply because the controlled, chaotic owners of Babylon, the world system of financial control of the cookie jar. You can't get your hands in it unless they open it up and let you just stick your hand down to tantalize you that you're going to get a cookie. That's how they draw the menace into the traps. You bring your savings, your life savings, you deposit it in their banks, and they call it, oh, your money's safe with us. Well, those who were in the hedge funds and the derivative markets thought it was, and now they find out that they wasn't, that the government is only going to guarantee a certain percentage of that above a certain figure. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about big money here. And then they laugh all the way to the bank with the savings and the regulations that they have executed to take a little bit more of your profit. So if you get anything back, they're getting part of that. You're going to pay the bill, the taxpayers, when they say, well, tomorrow it'll be in the headlines. Well, Congress, the Congress hammered out. Oh, they hammered out. They worked hard. Oh, I'm sure they're sweating behind closed doors. I'm sure that they're feeling the heat. Oh, man. The only thing that's burning is their conscience, as they have literally and completely robbed this nation of its wealth and the poor people who carried their treasures to these treasure houses, orchestrated and set up and federally guaranteed. That's a joke. The Federal Reserve is not federal. Ladies and gentlemen, everything that says federal is not federal. The Federal Reserve is nothing but a independent group to manage, or to manage, to munch on, I guess would be a better word, of the wealth of this nation. And man, since 1933, like literally since 1913, man, they were hammering away, and they finally got the legislation, and although it was hammered through, oh, they were working then. In December, when they hammered these the Federal Reserve through down on Jekyll Island. You need to know these things, ladies and gentlemen. And these things that you need to know are that we have trusted the fox in the hen house and expect the hen to keep laying eggs. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't have it both ways. They're either going to eat all of the hens till there be no more eggs. And a golden goose is about laid its last egg. And when it does, when Yahweh's people have been punished enough when we paid for our transgressions, when we want to remove this type of system from our presence, when we have the guts enough to stand up and demand an accounting from those that claim to be the Federal Reserve, which are nothing but corporate raiders that are legalized under the illegal corporation. So they're not legal if you look at the illegality of the corporation, and America has been in bankrupt, has been in bankruptcy since 1913. Now, if this had happened, you know, 15 years ago, would it have been any different than it was today? No. This happened in 1929 and we didn't get a lesson. We panicked. We stood in soup lines. There was no jobs. Well, the government said, we'll save you. So we signed away our liberties and our rights and turned everything over to the government. Now, no, the government no longer fears the people and that would hold it accountable. It is the people that fear the government. And that's why we have tyranny. And that's why that we have unjust systems. Ladies and gentlemen, they know, in most cases, in this case they really know, what their strategy will be before it unfolds. It's the trick, and it's the media priming that takes place each time, designed to make the minnows reactionary and confused as easy prey for the feast that is fixing to happen. But then, what is a good cue to follow is spot the bait and realize it is designed to create a feeding grounds of plenty. Don't get sucked in. Government investment funds are now the market, which is known as the sharks. The public's investment funds are the food. We drag all of our assets to the sharks and we feed the sharks and hope we don't lose a finger. You play with fire, you're going to get burnt. Eventually, oh, you may make a pot full of money. Then you go to bigger and better things, and they entice you to come deeper into the bait. They give you more bait to grow you up to make a more pleasant meal. So if you look at the bottom line, it's the investment balance sheets. They are in the black, not in the red. The government balance sheets are in the black year after year, and the public's investment balance sheets are redlining or evaporate until there's nothing left. Well, what do we do when all this happens? Well, we are given the reason that we're in war. We have to have a war. Some evil nation has caused all this, and we get the scapegoats, and we make these scapegoats, and these false flag attacks, and then the people, they psychologically are changed through the media food that we're fed. As a man thinketh, the Bible says, so he is. They know that law, ladies and gentlemen. So they feed you a daily diet. We told you so. Matter of fact, they'll tell you exactly what's going to happen before it ever happens. And then when it happens, you think they're God. Everybody believes now that every news report that comes off of television, and these people that are doing these conditioning of the minds of the people of America and the mass, it is incredible how powerful it is. For as a man thinketh, so he is. And as a nation thinks, we're programmed to think in certain ways. And this is given to us by the media through selective examples designed to give the impression that the government is redlining, while at the same time no mention of the massive and profitable government investment funds, and virtually not a peep as to the public slaughter. This is done by intentional design to keep the doors wide open and moving along for the feeding grounds to prosper for the selected few. Keep in mind that these market trends over the months and the years equates to a few extra trillions of dollars changing hands by conversion trades into cash and then into sever and go, or assets that are physical. You see, ladies and gentlemen, they know that the paper that they print that you're so foolish about is not worth nothing in the long run. In the past, the large manipulators were individual family groups such as the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. They reaped the majority of the whirlwind that they created. They were instrumental out of self-interest in creating the path for government investment funds to expand and to flourish. Today, the child they helped along to grow has turned into an overbearing monster of a very spoiled and arrogant teenager. The large manipulators are now the pooled government investment groups. These whiz kids, and they have no equal, and the old family groups may still be the big players and have influence over direction, but are mere kids on the street corner selling lemonade in comparison to the scope and size of the pooled government investment funds that 99.9% of the public are oblivious as to the size and the scope thereof. If you really knew what they're raking in through these corporation contracts, you would be flabbergasted. Where do you think the government is getting all this money to buy out all of the independents at pennies on the dollar after they have come under the foot of the stage government market manipulations? They do so after feasting on the menace. You and the outside players. Monies committed with implied levy on the public's backs for repayment by taxation and tariffs. The bigger and the faster the volatility, the quicker the take, and the weakening of a vulnerable outside player is accomplished for takeover at pennies on the dollar. It's called Wall Street manipulation, people. The people that work for Wall Street are trained executives of the corporations. And it's the corporations. That's why that you have government supporting corporations. Well, we're not going to tax the people. I ain't going to raise taxes. But then in the same breath, when he says he ain't going to raise taxes, he's all in favor of the politicians meeting in Washington, D.C. to delegate or authorize through a bill to have the taxpayers to pay the billions and the billions and the billions and the billions of dollars that this debacle that we have just gone through, which is orchestrated and designed and organized years before it's happening. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're right in the middle of a time of trouble such as the world has ever seen. And we've got great men that are declaring this all along. This is not new. This has been declared from the beginning of time. Even Yahweh spoke about Babylon and its ability to rule over the people of Yahweh. You know why? Because we have sinned and we have transgressed the laws of Yahweh, and by sinning and transgressing, we must reap the whirlwind. The Bible said, "He that soweth to the wind shall reap the whirlwind." Well, Well, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, if we're going to reap the whirlwind, why do we have to pay for it? Because you sowed the seeds of stupidity. Stupid people do stupid things, have to pay for stupid mistakes. And it happens over. We never learn. We never learn of a system that is corrupt and has been doing this for years and getting away with it. And the books that they cook and the records that they keep, one is for public consumption and the other is for the corporate raiders. Oh, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, any company, or in fact any country, can be made or broken through the use of government investment funds. China and India in 2007 restricted new U.S. government investments. You know why? They begin to smell a rat. Smell a rat? Yeah. Now several $1 trillion strong in China and India with their investments so that the U.S. government investments could not further increase control, which is a takeover, in their own markets. China and India learned by seeing what happened to Mexico. Well, what happened to Mexico? Well, the World Bank had to come in and loan Mexico billions of dollars to assure it's government survival. These are plans, ladies and gentlemen. These are nothing but large. The governments are now nothing but large corporations. And the countries that don't play ball. And people say, well, Russia is going to become independent. They're going to tell us that we can't come over and get all the oil in Iran. Oh, really? Ladies and gentlemen, Russia could be cut off and isolated and sent down the tube if so be that the world international. But Russia is used as a backdrop of opposition as they split the camps because they want you to think it's a battle between East and West. Remember, it's never north and south. You know why? Because that's the direction that the winds of Babylon blow. East-west. It's always been that way, ladies and gentlemen. And it always will be. In Mexico, then Russia got them a taste of it. When the U.S. government investment machine came rolling in, if the U.S. government... Listen to me well now. I'm fixing to give you something you may not know. If the U.S. government cashed in their international investment chips held outside the dollar and conversion back to the dollar would shoot through the roof. Let me repeat that again for you because I know that's taken some of you by surprise. If the U.S. government cashed in their international investment chips. And ladies and gentlemen, you do not know the tip of the iceberg. If they was to cash these in conversion back to the dollar and demand dollars, the dollar would shoot through the roof. We've had a media blackout for over 60 years, and it started, like I said, back right after the World War II, and it's continued to this day. And the number one profit makers for government on their investments are the war industry. Now, let me repeat this as I come down to the nitty-gritty. We got to have a reason to go to war, ladies and gentlemen. You got to get a population eager to declare war on someone. Then when the politicians do it, the people are in agreement. If you don't have the people's support, it can't be done. So then they manipulate through the media and the syndicated news and this control system, just like they did Saddam, just like they are doing in Iran, just like they done in Russia, just like they done in Germany. Oh, it was Hitler. Oh, that Hitler, he killed 6 million Jews. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is there wasn't 6 million Jews in the whole world. That's a fact. More like 200,000 or 300,000. But the truth is that they slaughtered 40 million Germans. You never heard nothing about that. That's the truth. But the medias have such a control over the manipulation of the minds of man that the number one profit maker for government and the U.S. government is the largest weapons and profit more from the war industry than any nation upon the planet. Probably if you would put them together, the United States would probably amass more than the next 10. I don't know. It's unreal what type of profit making war industry causes for the corporate raiders. Second one is oil companies. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had 10 years of that through Bush, 8 years at least. He's given the oil companies the green light to do anything and everything that they could to really rape and loot the pocketbooks of the workers, the minnows, if you will, so that the corporate sharks, look at Exxon, they haven't made millions of dollars. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in the last quarter, Exxon, one of our large oil companies based here in America, owned by the Rockefellers, ladies and gentlemen, they're not rocking. They're rocking and rolling. They're rolling in the dough. We're talking about for the quarter, they reaped billions of dollars of profit. Billions. Do you get the scope of this mess? Ladies and gentlemen, it is organized thievery at its best. I hate to say that, but it's the truth. War industry. Oil company. Well, we've had a war going, ladies and gentlemen, since the 90s. We're spending billions of dollars a day of the taxpayers' money, but they're not telling you what they're raking in on the side as a profit motive for having the war. That's never mentioned. They give you a just cause to go over and bomb and kill people and explode bombs and drop munitions all over the world, most of it radioactive, depleted uranium. It's unreal. We've been sold a bill of goods on the waste of Russia when they were making their nuclear weapons. They had this large pile of material that they said would be good for tooth decay. And they convinced us to put it in our toothpaste and sold it to us. We're stupid. We are literally stupid. But if the dentist says it's okay, and you know what he gets to pad his 401k? And, of course, he's lost it now, probably. You see, everybody's a victim of this evil, vicious machine. You can play ball with them. They'll fatten you up for the kill. They'll take every penny you've got. Pharmaceuticals. Let's get into the pharmaceutical end of it. Man, did you know that these pharmaceuticals are literally, I'm telling you, everybody and their grandmothers on drugs. Have you ever noticed that? It is your liberal doctors, these legal merchants of dope peddling. Man, they'll send you to the prison if you get caught with a marijuana cigarette. You know why? Because they can't get no tax off of it. Just like they banned, in the Prohibition days, they banned people making their whiskey. Why? Because they didn't have any control over it. So when they demonized making whiskey, which is what people used to use for drugs, all about the only thing you'd get was a headache when you woke up in you know, lady kicked you out or whatever it happened. That's the worst. But now there's so many people on drugs. Our highway is clogged with people running to the doctor's offices and the drugstores. We live in Tazewell here, and it's less than 3,000 people, and we got 8 drugstores for 3,000 people, and they're busy. You have to stand in line at the counters. Where in the world? It's pharmaceutical control of, turn on your television and say, you need this for this and this for that. It creates, anytime you take something that is not natural, something that's been pharmaceutically compounded, they don't tell you about the compounding problems that it causes. Well, they put these little disclaimers in their commercials now. Could cause liver damage, or, you know, and they hurry over that just so they can legally get it in and say, we haven't advertised anything that is not true. We told people when they took this that it could cause liver trouble. Well, that avoids the great lawsuits and the pharmaceutical companies, which are nothing more than an extension of this government investment hedge funds and their money market schemes. Then comes banking. Right now, the emphasis is on banking and international investment. There is at least 400 to 600% markup profit on any of these investments, which is the war industry. That means after you pay your labor and hire your help and build the buildings and do these things, there is still a 400 to 600% profit. And some in pharmaceuticals, it could go up to 500 and 600%. And most usually is. And they came along with generic drugs. And you get them about anywhere from 10 to 15% cheaper, and you think you're getting a bargain, and they're still jacked up to where it's still at least 400 or 500%. It's unreal how that they have brought these government pension fund accounts into the corporations and have hid this money and got away with it. Listen, as you die or you become slowly impoverished, you are the minnow and the government is the shark. Do you get it? Ladies and gentlemen, smell the coffee here. The syndicated media entertains you in every way, good or bad, so that you look in left field as they masterfully conduct business as usual and right diminishing your wealth as you channel surf on the TV each and every day and you catch the comprehension as to how your wealth and productivity are being drained. And you say, oh my heavens, I knew this was going to happen. I expected this. Woe is me. See, you're conditioned to accept without opening your mouth as they have robbed you of your wealth of the last 50 years, since 1929, all this wealth that they've accumulated and put in these accounts and corporations has now been drained out, literally, and the corporate raiders who have took and skimmed the profits as the sharks have eaten the minnows and got very fat. The system is bulging at the seams with the profits of those who have lost their money. And then we're convinced it was Wall Street that lost. Ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't Wall Street that lost. They were just set up to receive your assets, and they were the ones that lost your assets, not theirs. Now then, you are being convinced, after they have lost your assets, well, somebody found them at the top, and you can believe that they've got them. Now they're convincing you, the public, John Doe, to go along with the congressional bailout. And it's a double take. It's unreal. Oh man, it's almost like somebody wrote this script. And the people are actors on a stage as they go through methodical manipulation of the media, and they are herded into these situations to think in certain ways. And the media has got so good at figuring this thing out. they have skinned you. They've ate your lunch. Ladies and gentlemen, they've had their cake and eat it too. And now they're going to make you pay for your losses. You deserve it, ladies and gentlemen, to agree with the political situation that we need to appoint more money for the government to bail out Wall Street and the big money boys that have lost huge sums of money. Oh, it's bad times. It's due to a lot of people making bad loans. Oh, really? Ladies and gentlemen, when are you going to wake up? When will you understand that the things that I've talked to you about are things that great men have talked about for the last 50 years? Did you know that the chairman of Ford Motor Company, the man that actually started Ford Motor Company, Henry Ford, he wrote about this 60 to 70 years ago. Did you know that all this is evident and yet you don't get that information? Other wise men have written books. There's literally thousands of books written about the illegal corporate takeover of the United States of America. We have been taken to the sheep pen, penned up, and the wolves have selected their next dinner. They have planned it purposely, and when two wolves sit down among the sheep to plan dinner, guess who shows up on the table? We're being fed, ladies and gentlemen. The old saying is fed to the lions. In this case, we're fed to the sharks, the money sharks. And we are being washed away in the tears that we're shedding and the burden of the taxes that's been placed upon us to pay for our own stupidity. And we ought to. We are so stupid and so ignorant and so foolish that the Bible says they will not receive the truth, though a man declare it unto them, they will not walk in. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in sad times. We're in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. What are we going to do? We're going to keep on doing it until there's no more sheep left in the pen. Or until it was in the days of Noah, they were very few left. And the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Did you know that they built a tower and they named it Babylon? And Babylon succeeded in ruling over the people and the kingdoms of the earth through the elite and the reptilian master serpent race. These are the Cain seed that are ruling in high places, and they've got you believing through their masterful, skillful media conditioning, mind control, that they are the saviors of the cause of every nation. But it's not true. Well, I'll be back next Sunday night on WWCR around the world with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. If you'd like to write me tonight, right, Pastor Buddy, simply Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 877-573-7824. I'd like to hear from you. We're going to be in a Festival of Tabernacles. That is, if everything is still standing in America. We're going to be down in Murphy, North Carolina next month on the 14th, beginning on the 14th day of October. And we'll be there in the festival for 8 days. We'd like for you to join us and to be in our festival. There will be music. There will be singing. There will be meals served. There will be hospitality. There will be Bible teaching. You will understand about what's going on in the world and what's happening. And a lot of the information that you hear here live on WWCR with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy, it is exclusive. You won't hear it on many radio stations. You will hear great men in other places teaching it that have taught these things, like I say, for years. I'm not the flagship bearer of this truth. This is things that have been recorded for your information, and you need to take notice. This is given to you for the benefit of your own soul to know that what is happening right now is all organized and designed, and out of chaos comes the New World Order. If you would like to call me tonight, I'm live. Area code 423-626-2172. Now that's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call Dr. Gary, that's 1-877-289-7439. Or my good friend, Brother Paul for STEM Tech, that's 1-800-253-2748. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get out of here. Give me a call. Yahweh bless you on down the road. And the time will come that Yahweh will let you hear the horn blow. And you'll hear the angel on one foot on land and one foot on sea. And he will say that time will be no longer. You better get ready, ladies and gentlemen. He's coming back for a people that's kept the faith and hadn't denied his name. I'll see you in Dixie next month down at the festival in Murphy, North Carolina at the LNN Depot Center, Community Center. They're in fellowship with the sons and the daughters of Yahweh. Until I see you then, Yahweh bless you.